All right, welcome to the Situation Update, a special Saturday edition for February 6th, 2021. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger and naturalnews.com. Thank you for joining me. I promised everybody I would keep this under 30 minutes. So that's what I'm shooting for here. We have the reason I decided to do this, there are some really important stories that came out yesterday that I've got to cover for you. Really big game-changing stories. Going to get to all those. They involve the new video from Mike Lindell. They involve the Supreme Court agreeing to consider cases from Sidney Powell. It involves the Pentagon now ordering troops to administer vaccines. Time Magazine admitting that the election was rigged. Things like that. We're going to get to all that with some commentary plus some other practical information here for you. First things first. Just as I promised, we are supporting decentralized currency, i.e. cryptocurrency, and we're supporting decentralized information and publishing and websites and things like that. So as of right now, our online store, healthrangerstore.com, now accepts cryptocurrency. We're accepting Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Ethereum, and Dogecoin. Is that the right way to pronounce that? Dogecoin? D-O-G-E? I haven't heard anybody pronounce it. I guess it's Dogecoin. In any case, you can simply choose coin payments in the Health Ranger store shopping cart if you want to pay with cryptocurrency. And why would you want to do that? Well, one reason is for improved privacy, but also a lot of people are sitting on some profits in their crypto, and they're wondering how do they now use that? How do they cash in on those profits without converting it back into fiat currency? Because if you're sitting on Bitcoin, you probably wouldn't want to convert that into, well, dollars. I mean, dollars are, they're going to lose value. The Democrats are approving the $1.9 trillion bailout program. You might as well be flushing your crypto down the toilet rather than convert it into dollars. So people say, well, what can they buy with it that's real? Here's one answer for you. Storable organic food from Health Ranger Store. You can buy it with Bitcoin. There you go. Okay, moving on. Lou Dobbs was fired by Fox News. They're canceling his show. It's infuriating because Lou Dobbs is a great patriot. It's not like he's dead or anything, but his show is dead. He's a great patriot. He's a man of courage. He's a man of truth. And it's clear that Fox News is just going to gut all of them. Probably they're going to gut Tucker Carlson next because Tucker Carlson is also a truth teller. And who knows what they're going to do with Sean Hannity. Maybe he'll be the last left, you know, the last one remaining at Fox News that even dares to approach the truth from time to time. So Fox News is, of course, just another globalist-run propaganda mouthpiece. It's very sad, but we've known that for quite some time. Now, on the good news side, I want to give a shout-out to Denzel Washington, one of my favorite actors. Denzel was asked yesterday about the anti-cop sentiment in America, and he responded in a podcast, well, a video cast, saying, I just don't care for people who put cops and soldiers down, because if it weren't for them, that is the cops and soldiers, we would not have the freedom to complain about what they do. See, Denzel gets it. Denzel's a man of wisdom and a man of faith, by the way, and it's why he's one of my favorite professional actors, because I judge people by their character, not necessarily by their acting skill, although he is one of the best actors in terms of skill in the history of, you know, film and TV. In any case, two thumbs up for Denzel. Love him. He's putting out some great words out there, and he doesn't buy into the left-wing hate that's being pushed by most other Hollywood people. So, you know, good job, Denzel. We appreciate you. And we love you. All right. Now, the Senate, as I mentioned, is they shoved through this $1.9 trillion stimulus blueprint. And as I warned, even before the election, if the Democrats got control, even temporarily, they would bail out their broken blue cities and blue states. They would use COVID as an excuse to print trillions of dollars and then just bail out all of their corruption and fraud and kickbacks and skimming and all the things they do. Well, that's happening. So what is your defense against that? Your defense is, as I discussed yesterday, get out of the dollar, because the dollar will lose value each and every day I'm anticipating a 20% loss in purchasing power over the next year. Could be 15%, but maybe 20. You're going to see fuel prices go up at least 50%, maybe 100%. You're going to see food prices go up 20% or more, maybe in some cases 50%. So the dollar is going to become increasingly worthless. It's already lost over 99% of its value since 1913. It's lost 98% of its purchasing value since 1971, when Nixon removed us from the gold standard. And so it only has just a little more ways to go before the dollar is worth zero. So get out of the dollar and get into other things that will survive the massive Biden regime money printing schemes. All right, next story. The U.S. Supreme Court has scheduled hearings for a Pennsylvania election case, a Michigan election case involving Sidney Powell, and a Georgia election case involving Lynn Wood. So these are scheduled to be considered beginning on February 19th. Now, this is not, it doesn't mean that the Supreme Court has accepted these cases, but that it is going to hear or at least review the evidence for consideration of accepting those cases. So, in other words, the election rigging court cases are not, they're not all done, and frankly, none of them have been dismissed based on the merits of the case. So we're going to have to watch and see if the Supreme Court will now stand up and do their job to defend the Constitution against the left-wing coup that took place, the election rigging, the theft, the treason, the sedition that all took place over the last couple of months as they stole the election from the American people. All right, the Pentagon has authorized 1,000 active duty troops to administer COVID-19 vaccines in California. This is from the Palmieri report. The Secretary of Defense has approved this. It was announced by a member of the Biden coronavirus response team. Some of these troops will arrive in California, and within the next 10 days, they'll begin operations by February 15th with additional states to follow. So why are they starting in California? That it's a strange thing. Why? Why would they send troops to California, more troops to California? Interesting. So Andy Slavitt, who's this advisor to the Biden regime, says, quote, "The military's critical role in supporting sites will help vaccinate thousands of people per day and ensure that every American who wants a vaccine will receive them." So I have all kinds of questions about this. Number one, you may recall that I said a couple of months ago when people were talking about Operation Warp Speed, remember that, under Trump? I always saw that as a cover story to put troops in place. But I never saw troops administering vaccines. I mean, they don't have the training for that. They're not skilled in nursing, you know, unless they're medics or something. But regular active duty troops, they're not going to give people shots. But we're being told now that they are. I don't understand that, because there are plenty of pharmacists and nurses and EMTs and whoever else, doctors and so on, who I'm sure would be happy to stand around and, you know, kill people with vaccine shots, because they're killing people with pharmaceuticals. So why not just double down and throw in a vaccine shot as well? I mean, they're just murderers. So I'm sure they'd love to do that. They'd do it for free. There's no shortage of people to administer the euthanasia shots, especially these leftists who believe that there are too many people in the world and they want to depopulate the planet. They love the Bill Gates plan. You wouldn't even have to pay them. They would show up and do it for free. So why do you need 1,000 troops to inject people? I'm not buying it, folks. I am not buying it. And why would you start only in California? Is there a shortage of pharmacists in California? I mean, any more than anywhere else? No, not buying it. I think that there's something else going on here. And it's probably bad news, but I don't think they're sending highly paid, highly trained United States Marines, for example, to go in there and pick up needles and start injecting people in the arm. I'm not buying that for a minute. Okay, now another big story that was breaking all day yesterday was how a Time magazine article just openly admitted to the rigging of the 2020 election. And this was covered by trendingpolitics.com and many, many other websites, National Pulse, for example. But according to the author of this article, and the author is a left-wing author, of course, Molly Ball, she said that it wasn't rigging, that it was the election was fortified against President Trump through a well-funded cabal of powerful people who were changing laws, steering media, and controlling the flow of information. She describes it as a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, one that both curtailed the protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs. Both surprises were the result of an informal alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. And she describes this as having the election fortified. Fortified, you know? Like in the way that your salt is fortified with iodine or something, or your bleached white flour is fortified with folic acid. So she says that it was fortified. No, what you're describing there, Molly, is a true conspiracy of sedition, treason, election rigging, a massive criminal cartel that worked in collusion to steal the election. And yes, it was a well-funded cabal of powerful people changing laws and steering media and controlling the flow of information, just like it was described in the article. Yep. So Time magazine now openly admits the whole thing was rigged. Interesting. They think they have all the power now, don't they? So they're just admitting it at this point. It's a confession. They're just coming out and saying, yeah, we did that. Yeah, we rigged it. Yeah, we censored you. Yeah, we coordinated. We colluded. We stole democracy from you. Yeah. What are you going to do about it? See, that's the next thing. What are you going to do about it? Because we're going to come take your guns, you know, with H.R. 127. What are you going to do about it? Oh, by the way, speaking of H.R. 127, there's a detail about that that I forgot to mention yesterday. It's not only that you have to register every firearm you own, everyone, with the federal government, and you have to destroy all your magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, and you have to undergo a psychiatric evaluation, and you have to pay an $800 a year insurance policy to the DOJ. And there are more things than that. But on top of that, the entire list of who owns the guns, where they are, their home addresses, the types of guns, and the gun serial numbers will be publicly published by the Biden administration. Publicly published. There will be a website where any criminal in your neighborhood can go online and search for who has guns nearby. And then they can go kick in those doors or, raid those homes, loot, steal, threaten, commit murder, whatever, in order to acquire more guns. So this is basically, this is government as terrorists. This is the government acting as partners in crime with the criminal element, which already has lots of guns. And notably, none of the criminals are required by this law to turn in their guns, by definition, because laws exclude those who don't follow them. In other words, if you're a criminal who doesn't follow the law, you are not going to be bound by the law, obviously, by definition. So think about it. Anybody who complies with H.R. 127, should it be signed into law, anybody who complies with it would be committing suicide by reporting all your guns to the federal government. You'd be committing suicide. You'd be putting a giant target. You might as well just paint a target on your forehead, put a sign in your yard, you know, a giant flashing arrow, guns here, you know, because criminals will bust down your door and try to take it from you. This is what the government wants to do. They want to turn the criminals against the conservatives. That is their tactic. That's what they're trying to do. Well, I can tell you with great confidence that I've asked this question of quite a few people. I haven't met anybody yet who intends to comply with this unconstitutional law if it were passed. Basically, their answer would be, you know, if the government says, you have to report all your guns and all your serial numbers and tell us where they are and pass the psych eval and all this stuff, you know what the answer from most people would be? Basically, come and take it. Just come and take it. Or try, because people aren't going to comply with that obviously unconstitutional, highly illegal action that is really terrorizing the people of America. And that's what the Biden regime and that's what the Democrats want to do. They are now the terrorists. They want to terrorize you, and they're going to use every means of power in the government, the DOJ, the FBI, the military, to be a weapon against you, to terrorize you. And it's not just the government that is being turned against you. It's also the corporations. So the next story here, and this came out from Tucker Carlson on Thursday night, Bank of America is spying on its own customers, and they're scanning the credit card transaction records of their own customers and then surreptitiously providing those data to the FBI, looking for people who stayed at hotel rooms near DC around January 6th. They're looking for purchases of weapons between anytime around January 6th, airline tickets, anything else that might be related to quote, an insurrection. Bank of America, without a warrant and with no evidence of any wrongdoing, they already scanned all the purchase records of people who have Bank of America credit cards, and they already turned it over to the FBI. Isn't that illegal? I mean, isn't that a total violation of the customer privacy? Especially when almost everybody is a law-abiding citizen who was at the January 6th event. What, there were 750,000 people there or something like that? Versus what, 100 or so, a couple hundred who went into the Capitol building after the radical left knocked down the door or the police lifted the barricades and invited them in. I mean, come on. So Bank of America is one of these corporations that is now carrying out acts of terrorism against its own customers. Now, I probably don't even have to tell you that if you currently bank with Bank of America, you should drop them, because they see you as their enemy, not their customer. They are part of the new corporate cabal of secret police who will use your own innocent behaviors and financial records against you as they snitch on innocent people. They snitch on you to the FBI. Now, Google is also doing the same thing. Facebook is doing the same thing. No doubt YouTube and Twitter and many other corporations are doing the same thing as well. So if you ask people, gosh, why should you use cryptocurrency? Well, privacy. Because if you use a Bank of America credit card, they now assume you're guilty if you buy an airline ticket or a hotel room or a firearm or ammunition or anything like that. Or maybe if you host a website that they don't like and you pay for the hosting on your credit card, they're going to turn you over to the FBI? Their own customers? Yes. Yes. Welcome to the new, I mean, what do you even call it? Are we living in the Soviet Union? Is this the Stasi from World War II? I mean, is this the KGB? What is this? This is the new merger between evil government and evil corporations who now see the American people as the enemy to be destroyed. And it doesn't matter that you've done nothing wrong. It doesn't matter that you actually bought that gun for self-defense and that you have a legal firearm and that you've done nothing wrong and you have no criminal record, whatever. It doesn't matter to them. They're going to turn you over to the FBI, and the FBI may come knock on your door and try to intimidate your family members. Yes, it's an intimidation game. They show up and knock on your door. Sometimes when you're not there, so they intimidate maybe your wife or your husband, you know, your spouse or your children, or an elderly parent living with you, perhaps, and this is their game. This is what it's like to live under the Stasi or the SS or the KGB or the Khmer Rouge or whatever. This is it. You are now experiencing it in America, and Bank of America needs to change their logo to a swastika because that's what they are. They are Nazis. They are Nazi bankers. It's right here in America. It's happening right now. And it's not just Bank of America, as I mentioned. Also, Amazon is getting in on the action here. According to an article with Children's Health Defense, Amazon delivery vans are being fitted with external surveillance cameras. Not cameras to monitor their drivers, but cameras to monitor the neighborhoods and the homes and the people around them. So that as Amazon is delivering a package with those new Prime vans that you've seen, kind of like that dark blue grayish color, and they drive around, I think they're Sprinter vans, delivering packages, they're going to have cameras all around the van. They're going to be recording everything happening in the neighborhood around the delivery. So even if you don't buy from Amazon, if your neighbor does, the Amazon van will be spying on you. The Amazon van will no doubt have facial recognition algorithms behind it upstream as it's feeding video and looking at every person walking down the sidewalk, identifying every car, every license plate parked on every street visited by that van, recording every address on every home or apartment building. And that's all going to go into a giant database. Remember, Amazon provides computing services to the CIA. It's going to go into a giant database and then get crunched with all the other data they have on you, such as your Bank of America credit card records, your phone records, your texting records, calls, voice recognition, plus your entire social media history as well. And all your financial transactions and all your voting records and everything else. And they're going to use that to create what? A social credit score. And you're a bad person. If the Amazon van spotted a Trump sign in your yard, you're a bad person. That's minus 50 on your social credit score. So your child doesn't get accepted to the university anymore because your score is too low. You didn't obey. You didn't sign up to worship the authoritarian Biden regime. Oh, and it turns out on social media, you criticize the transgender. Oh, that's minus 100 points there. You criticize the transgender. You didn't bow down and kiss the ring of the transgender that just came out, the WWE wrestler. It's like a 6'8" hulking, muscle-bound man who now just announced that he's a woman. Yeah, that just happened as well. Okay, good for him. But what about the women that he's going to be wrestling with? They're going to be injured and maybe killed in the ring with that guy because he looks like Hulk Hogan. I mean, give me a break. I mean, you can do whatever you want in your own home, but you start saying that the transgenders can compete in women's sports where they are breaking the bones of those women, i.e. in wrestling or other contact sports, such as, by the way, there is such a thing as women's football, for example, women's soccer, and so on. These hulking men are a real danger to the health and safety of those women. But if you say that, oh, minus 100 points for you, minus 100. And then they find out, oh, you own a gun? Oh, that's like minus 500. You're not allowed to own a gun. Oh, you ordered ammo from an online place. Well, there you go. You're just going to get punished and dinged and everything until you won't be able to have a job. You won't be able to get any kind of security clearance anywhere. You won't be able to buy a house or get a loan from any bank or have any bank account whatsoever. You'll be completely deleted from the system. Completely deleted. They'll turn off everything. They'll turn off your bandwidth. Eventually, it'll be the power company will say, we're not going to sell you electricity because you're a Trump supporter. You know, the water company will turn off the water. I mean, that's what they're doing now. They're turning off your online existence, deplatforming you because you have maybe Christian views. Oh, you quoted the Bible. You quote the Bible? Oh, yeah, you're deplatformed. You're deleted. Yeah. The trash company is no longer going to pick up garbage from you. You're going to have to deal with it yourself. Yeah, because you quoted the Bible there. So you get no services now. You know, eventually it's going to be, you dial 911. So, oh, we have an emergency here. You know, somebody's hurt. They're going to look up your credit score. We're not going to respond to you. You know, you're a conservative. 911 is for real citizens, not garbage people like you. Your score is too low. Sorry, no ambulance for you. That's what it's coming to under Democrats and the Biden regime. Because remember, leftists and Democrats, their hearts are filled with hatred for conservatives and Christians and constitutionalists and gun owners and white people and men, especially white men. They hate everyone, including themselves. And so they want to see people suffer as much as they are suffering on the inside. They project their hatred onto the world, and then they try to victimize all of us with their internal self-loathing. And really, all they want to do is just die themselves, but they want to take as many of us with them as possible. So it is at this point where many of us realize that, hey, maybe we shouldn't, maybe we shouldn't stop them from going and getting vaccinated. That's what they want. Go for it. Yeah, you go on over there. Get the double, get the triple vaccine. There you go. And the mask, yeah, wear that sucker 12 hours a day. Don't wash it. No, don't change it. Wear the same mask. You know, just let them just drown in their own idiocy and crazy false beliefs. I mean, if they are suicidal, you know, we can only warn them so many times. At some point, you got to say, we've warned them enough. You know, we've warned them enough. Who are the people still getting vaccinated? They're the people that aren't that bright. Let's be honest about it. People that are kind of have a suicide wish, really. You know, I mean, you and I, we've warned them as many times as we can. I've been warning people for almost 20 years. Some people want to die. Unfortunately, I can't stop them all. So some of them are just going to have to, I guess, endure the consequences of their own ignorance. And there's not much we can do to stop it. So the next time you're at a family dinner or something and you have that crazy family member, you know, who thinks they know everything because they watch CNN and they believe in science and everything, and they tell you, I'm going to go get vaccinated with that Moderna vaccine. You know, maybe your answer should be, go for it. Just, yeah, tell me how that goes. Let's see how that goes. Yeah, especially let me know a year later after the next round of infections gets spread around. You know, yeah, good thinking on your part. You're awesome. Just do it. Instead of fighting with them, you know, wasting your time. You know, because for some of these people, you'd have to spend about 100 hours educating them about reality. And frankly, they're not interested in listening. As they say, there's no point in teaching a pigeon to play chess. You just annoy the pigeon and they crap all over the chessboard. That's it. So do the best that we can. Try to save those who are willing to be saved. And then we need to be able to let go of those who are determined to kill themselves through these mechanisms. But anyway, that's the upshot here. I didn't mean to end on such a negative note. I'm not having a bad day or anything, actually. I'm realizing, like you, that a lot of people out there in the world that we see every day or we might interact with, fast forward two or three years down the road, they're not going to be there. A whole lot of people are not going to be there. Look at the Deagle Report website and the anticipation that the United States of America we'll have a population reduction over the next several years of something, I think something on the order of, what, 250 million people gone? Something like that. I'd have to look at the numbers. But it's going to be many tens of millions of people who will no longer inhabit society. We tried to help them. They refused the help. They're not going to be around that much longer. So we're just going to have to get together with each other, those of us who understand how to protect life, how to have faith, how to rebuild society, how to survive collapse. And we're going to have to work together because we're going to be the only ones left for the most part after a few years of this. So, I mean, that's the positive side of this is we can make it through. And everybody else, you know, I guess they'll just have to answer to God at some point. We can't help them all, even though we try. But thank you for listening. That was the Saturday edition. I'm a minute over. I'm sorry about that. But use this weekend to prep, or at least consider it. And I'm going to do the same thing. Get ready for next week. It's going to be even crazier than last week. There's a lot coming our way. Be sure to watch the Mike Lindell video, Absolute Proof. It's up on Brighteon.com. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you for listening. Talk to you again on Monday.